We've all seen the incredible horse and rider combinations as the backbone of our sport. But what about everything else that makes the equestrian world tick? From the everyday grind to the world-class professional, join the Equestrian Podcast as we talk about every equestrian discipline in a way that hasn't been done before. Now here's your host, rider, trainer, and influencer behind My Equestrian Style, Bethany Lee.
So if you follow me over at My Equestrian Style, you know that I love to talk about equestrian fashion and different styles and how to style different things. And one thing that I've been doing a lot lately is some slow-mo running. If you follow me, you know what I mean, but I love to incorporate different ways to wear something, different outfits, things like that, or kind of like a series of changing outfits in this like slow-mo running format. It's really fun. It's really easy. And you guys seem to like it. So I've been doing more of it. And when I was in California, when I was at Thermal showing, we were at this beautiful Airbnb. And I was like, you know what? I really want to do like a California versus Florida reel. And this was a lot more prevalent even five plus years ago, like when I lived out in California. So that would have been 7 or 8 years ago. I felt like the fashion, as far as the riding looks, were very different. And I feel like with social media, it's gotten a lot more similar between coasts. Plus, a lot of riders will kind of cross travel and do East Coast, a little bit of West Coast, and that's definitely something we intend on doing in the future with our schedule. Anyway, I did this reel and you guys really, really loved it, but I think it's a great kind of depiction of some things that tend to kind of be different or emphasized more or less on East Coast versus West Coast. So to give you a little bit of a backstory, we typically are in Wellington the entire season. We go down right after indoors, so like November, and we are usually there until about May 1st, the first week of May. So that is the full season plus a month in December for pre-WEF and a month in April for post-WEF. So it's a good chunk of our year. We have a lot of infrastructure that makes a lot of sense for us to be in Wellington. Our team members have homes there. Clients have just stuff set up where it makes a little bit more sense for us to be there for a long period of time. Well, a few months ago, part of our team went to California to try horses, and they were at Thermal, and they really, really liked it. It was a bit of a different vibe, but the rings were beautiful, the jumps were really nice, and you know, just kind of got all of us thinking, huh, what would that be like if we spent a little bit of time in California? So long story short, we ended up spending 2 weeks at Thermal, and it was an absolute blast. The weather was not great. Everyone kept apologizing on the weather's behalf, that they're like, we promise the weather usually isn't this terrible. It was cold and windy, and we got a bit of rain, which obviously isn't very typical for California, but it is El Nino year, so lots of extra rain than normal. So, all that to be said, I had a lot of layers on, but it was really cool to kind of get an updated view of the California equestrian fashion, because I hadn't lived there in years, and I really hadn't ridden much in the scene at all since I had lived there. So I made this reel while I was there, right? It was basically like, watch me transform from a Florida equestrian to a California equestrian. And it definitely wasn't made to like poke fun at any side. It was just kind of some things that I see more in California versus Florida and vice versa. So I basically started out in like a normal riding look for Florida, and honestly for California too. It wasn't like meant to be dramatic as far as like the overall, you know, like base outfit. So I had like a white mock neck on and a like a cashmere vest and black breeches, and that was my Florida look. And so I got rid of not only the white, but even more so, I got rid of the mock neck when I was transforming into a California equestrian, because even though a lot of riders, I mean, I would argue the mock neck riding top is becoming the most popular style of riding top for everyday riding, but it still isn't as popular in California as it is in Florida. I feel like in Florida, almost everyone is wearing them. So I took off the mock neck and I added a more of like a blousey top, a little bit more oversized and flowy. Now, again, do you see a lot of like fitted riding tops in California? Absolutely. But if you were to be wearing like a looser fitting top, I feel like I see that more in California. Same with, you still see more quarter zips in California, whereas in Florida, you don't see that as much anymore. And so I ended up changing. I also went black because I feel like even though I always wear all black and I feel like our team is very well known around the horse show in Wellington that we really coined the all black look. Now most people have all black looks and you won't be called like a ninja or anything that I feel like we used to be called before when we started wearing all black. But it definitely, all black is a vibe in California, and so I thought that was fairly typical, even though you see it across both coasts. Then from there, I added a neckerchief, which is very California. And when I was in California, I wore them as well because it is just, the weather is so wild. I mean, one, you're in the desert where we show in thermal, and so it gets dusty. So I think that that also like really helps just kind of keep that kind of layer of film, the layer of dust that ends up getting on you as the day goes on. But I will say a lot of people wear them over their nose, all the way up their cheeks, kind of just under their eyes for sun protection. And I think that it's very, the sun in the desert is super deceiving because you'll have a beautiful, sunny, but 75 and breezy day, and that weather is just a recipe for sunburn because you really don't think it's that warm out, but that strong sun really can get you. And us riders are in the sun all the time, so I think California does a wonderful job about covering every square inch of their skin to really protect it.
I don't know about you, but this time of year always makes me really hone in on that out with the old, in with the new, and just refreshing my closet, refreshing my stuff at the barn, and getting, you know, new or maybe even just updated products and tack, and just getting all my ducks in a row. So let me tell you a little bit about Equestrian Closet. Think of it as Poshmark for equestrian tack and apparel. It is such a great way if you are looking to try a new brand or get a new saddle and maybe you don't want to pay the brand new price tag. It really allows you to have this community with other equestrians and buy and sell your own products. You literally go on their website, you can upload photos and buy products, you can look for products, you can sell products. It's just a really great community. So for more information, visit their website at shopequestriancloset.com and you can get shopping or you can get selling today.
Next is something that is seen everywhere, but definitely more in California, and that is a helmet visor. I really love wearing helmet visors. The only big pain point that I feel like most visors have not figured out yet is when it is really windy, mine always fly off. And it's always so annoying because you have to like get off, go grab it, put it back on. So I've seen multiple different closures for options for visors or grippies or things like that. But we've got to figure out how to do. And okay, if it's 50 mile per hour winds, you probably shouldn't be riding anyway. But we need to figure out how to have those visors withstand gusty winds. But yeah, visors were very, very prevalent on the West Coast. And again, they are in Florida, but I feel like, I don't know why. I think it's because Florida is just always hot. And I don't know if it's just like embraced more by Floridians or if majority of people who are doing the Wellington circuit tend to come from a colder climate. And so they're just kind of enjoying their time in the sun. So that might be why there's just a little less care about overall sun protection, but those would be my best guesses. The last two are also on the same theme as sun protection, and that would be sunglasses. I find that riders in California much more often will be wearing sunglasses while they ride. Florida, you see it, but again, a lot less. And I think you just kind of squint and bear it. I think overall, the aesthetic of sunglasses and a helmet is a little hard to pull off and look chic. I do like how the rise of the Oakley glasses have become more popular in the horse world to wear with helmets, because I do feel like it's like sporty, chic, especially if you're wearing like an all black look, it looks really cool. But in general, sunglasses are definitely worn more in California while you're riding. And I just think it's a little bit of sun protection, obviously, saving that extra time of squinting in the sun all day long. Lastly, for my Florida to California riding outfit transition, I threw on some gloves. And this is one that I try to do all the time because I'm 31 and I'm starting to panic a little bit about my hands. And so I want to cover them anytime I'm out in the sun. I've heard that your neck and your hands are the first thing to show age. So it's something that whenever I do like my skincare routine or whenever I put on sunscreen on my face in the morning, I put it on my neck and I put it on my hands. But no matter how much sunscreen I spray on my hands, nothing does better than wearing your riding gloves, even when you aren't riding. So when I'm out at the ring, helping warm up, helping a client at the gate, I do everything I can to wear gloves, which is a little less popular in Florida, but you see it with many, many people in California. I also will sometimes, if I don't have gloves or if it's just so hot and humid in Florida that it's just like disgusting to wear gloves, I will try to make sure that I'm wearing a riding top that has thumb holes. So at least the tops of my hands are covered. Doesn't do much for the fingers, but better than nothing. I'm also really trying to make those gloves that have UV protection that you can still put your nails through so it's easier to text. I'm trying to make those like cool again. They look a little like kind of, I don't know, they look a little like raggedy to me. But if we can make like a chic way to protect our hands, I'll work on it. I'll work on it for you and for me. I would be my own customer for sure. But that was just a fun little way to really show some of the main trends that I see everywhere, but especially in California. It was so much fun to be in California. Desert Horse Park did an incredible job, and we cannot wait to go back. We like low-key were like, are we moving to California? Just kidding. But we loved it. And we're definitely planning on adding some more California weeks to our schedule for 2024 and 2025. So with all that being said, I hope you enjoyed it. If you are looking to get more tips or more insight on equestrian fashion and lifestyle, make sure that you're following me on Instagram at myequestrianstyle. That's where I mostly am. And I have so much fun. I have been styling Wellington top riders all season long with the different vendors at Wellington International, so that's been a blast. And I have some really fun fashion related equestrian events coming down the pipeline for this year, so I can't wait to take you along with me. But until next time, I'm Bethany Lee, and this is the Equestrian Podcast. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, please take a minute and write a review on iTunes. I would so appreciate it. It helps people like you find the podcast, and it helps me get some killer guests. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next week.